Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. This week, I want to ask you a very important question. Are you ready? Well, first of all, are you in sales or marketing? You probably answered sales if you're listening to the Medical Sales Guru podcast. But the reality is, you're in both. You're in both sales and marketing. Now, I know what you're saying. No, I sell products, Mace. I sell a service. Well, that may be true, but whenever you're out there selling your service or trying to sell your service, you are also in marketing because you're marketing yourself. You are marketing yourself to your customers, to your accounts, pretty much to everyone that you know. So if you're in marketing, then I have to ask you a question that most people would ask anyone who is in marketing. The question is, what is your brand? What is your brand? Now, what you're probably thinking of is perhaps the logo that's on your business card or the colors that's on the box that your products come in. I'm asking the question, what is your brand? When your customers think of you, what do they think about? Because your customer's perception of you is actually what your brand really is. And this is something that most medical salespeople seldom stop to think about. You see, you've been branded more or less by your own behavior, your own activities, how you follow up on things, how you do everything. For example, if your customers perceive you as being someone who is dependable, someone who shows up on time, someone who is always dressed professionally, speaks professionally, acts professionally, someone who can be depended upon to maintain the privacy that that customer shares with you, whether it's about that the customer's life or his practice or about one of his patients. Yeah, I know about HIPAA and HIPAA compliance and all of that good stuff, but the reality is, despite what the laws are and despite what your expectation is with respect to compliance, what do you actually do and what would your customers say that you do? Because that is your brand. If you're going to engage a customer in sales or if you're on your way to provide a customer or to help a customer use your product or service, do you show up fully prepared? Do you have an alternate plan for when things don't work out? Or if your customer suddenly finds him or herself in a bind, are you someone who knows how to think out of the box or be creative to find a solution so that the patient gets the desired result? Do you stay in touch with your customers on a regular basis, or do you only go visit with your customers when they call you or when there's a possibility that the customer might buy something? You see, these are things that your customers think about when they're trying to put a finger on what they would call your brand. So, again, let me ask you the question. What do you think your brand is? And if you were to ask your customer what they believe your brand is, what would they tell you? Is it the same thing or two different things? And let me leave you with this thought. Do you think that it's worthwhile finding out? Thank you for joining us this week on Medical Sales Guru as we share with you hints and techniques that can make a huge difference in your medical sales career. And let me leave you with the words that I do every week. Remember that as you move forward in your medical sales career, remember that whatever you do, the patient must always come first. Have a wonderful week selling. Bye for now.